There's a story that I didn't share at the end of the last trip that Pulak reminded me of. When I had fallen and fractured my hip in 1985, and I was in the hospital. And in those days, they had very rigid days till you could eat, and very rigid rules as to who could come in and visit. And so after about 7 o'clock at night, nobody could come in and visit you, even your family members or anything. And they served you, especially a vegetarian. You're lucky if you got some white bread and cheese and tomatoes and lettuce for a salad. And anyway, the third day in there, I was extremely hungry, the hungriest I've ever been in my life, because I'd been doing a lot of training. We were training to do the super triathlon. And so I'd swam, bicycle out 40 miles, swam 14, and was on my way back when I fell. So you're up to that level of training. Even if you're not exercising, your body is still used to eating at that level. So anyway, I was very, very hungry. And I knew that there was nothing I could do, so I started drinking water and just meditating and drinking water and reading and thinking, okay, if I drink enough water, I'll get full. And all of a sudden, one of the disciples came into my room about like 45 minutes later. And I said, what are you doing here? How'd you get in? He says, I don't know. Guru told me to come. And I was wearing my white clothes, so I guess they let me in. You know? So he walked in, and I said, wow, did Guru say anything? He didn't say much, but he asked me to give you this. And I looked in, and it was a grilled cheese sandwich with tomatoes and lettuce and a vanilla milkshake. And I can still taste that vanilla milkshake and the grilled cheese, was it 40 years later or whatever? And so I said to him, how did this happen? He said, I was up in the bleachers, and Guru called me down and asked me if I knew who you were. And I said, yes. And he said, here, give him this. So Guru feels.